This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, all this week, the second message in a series called Blueprint, taken from the book of 1 Timothy. Last week, we talked about the blueprint for love from the first chapter. We continue in the first chapter today talking about the blueprint for life change or radical life change. God bless you as you listen to this message this week. It's one of my favorite stories. It's told by Dale Galloway in his book, The Awesome Power of Attitude. I'm going to start with it. I used it in the middle of the message, but I'm going to start with it today. Dale tells the true story of a Fortune 500 CEO who, along with his wife, was driving down an isolated highway in California. He noticed that the gas gauge showed that they needed gas. They were near empty. So, finding an out-of-the-way gas station, they stopped to fill up. The CEO went into the restroom, and when he returned, he noticed something he thought was strange at the time. His wife had gotten out of the car and was talking to the gas attendant. The attendant and this executive's wife were laughing and just having a great time talking and visiting, and it was almost as if they knew each other. Nothing was said. He got back in the car and they drove off together, and about 2 or 3 minutes down the road, he said, "Did you know that guy?" And she said, "Well, yeah, just vaguely. We went to the same high school at the same time. He recognized me, and we were just talking about people that we knew in common and just kind of reminiscing about the old high school days." He said nothing. The executive did. Got down the road 3 or 4 miles, and he said, "Well, aren't you glad you married me, the chairman of the board of a Fortune 500 company, rather than that poor guy who pumps gas for a living?" She answered with a pride that matched his. She said, "If I had married him, he would be the chairman of the board and you would be pumping gas." Both husband and wife in that case had a proud heart and a pride that matched each other. I love that story. But let me tell you what it reveals. There's no room in the kingdom of God for a man or woman with a proud heart when it comes to coming to Christ. You don't come to the Lord and say, "Aren't you glad to have me? Do you realize the skills and the talents I have? Do you realize what I bring to the table to be a part of the church?" And the Lord must shake his head saying, who does this woman think he or she is? We come in humility or not at all. There's been a lot written about radical life change. In fact, it's one of the three pillars of Crossview Christian Church. Radical life change is our first pillar. And we try to judge everything we do, every mission we support. Does it involve radical life change? And what I found out by doing some research is that a lot of people talk about radical life change. We don't have the corner on that phrase. A lot of people in the world system, apart from Christ, talk about radical life change. And I'm not saying this is bad or evil. I'm just going to share with you what some people write about radical life change. Alden Tan is a writer, I think, of Oriental background. He says there are 5 things that will instantly, radically change your life. Give up social media for a month. How would some of you feel about that? 2, take up meditation or yoga. 3, travel. 4, exercise. He says it's not about getting ripped and getting a six-pack. I thought he was talking about a coat. Never mind. A six-pack. Neither is exercise all about counting calories in your life. Exercise gives health. With a healthy body comes a healthy mind. Good advice. And 5, he said read.
Well, tomorrow on Cross Hope, we'll begin with the reading of the text from 1 Timothy 1:12, where Paul talks about his past and talks about his present and future because of Christ. That's radical life change. That's crosshope.org. Crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.